More than 10,000 people packed the piazza in front of the shrine of the Holy House of Loreto to greet Pope Benedict XVI as he made his second visit to the famous basilica. The Holy Father was following in the footsteps of his predecessor, Blessed John XXIII, who exactly 50 years earlier had visited Loreto to entrust to our Blessed Mother the Second Ecumenical Vatican Council.
Anch'io sono venuto qui, pellegrino, per affidare alla Madre di Dio.
In his homily, Pope Benedict said that he too had come on pilgrimage to entrust to the Mother of God two important ecclesial initiatives: the Year of Faith, which will begin in a week on October 11th, on the 50th anniversary of the opening of the Second Vatican Council, and the Ordinary General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops, which the Pope convened this October with the theme, The New Evangelization for the Transmission of the Christian Faith. The Pope said, "It is precisely here at Loreto that we have the opportunity to attend the School of Mary, who is called Blessed because she believed. This shrine," he continued, "built around her earthly home, preserves the memory of the moment when the angel of the Lord came to Mary with the great announcement of the Incarnation, and she gave her positive reply." In the Annunciation, Pope Benedict noted, "God waits for Mary's yes. God," he said, "has created a free partner in dialogue from whom he requests a reply in complete liberty. Mary's yes is the fruit of divine grace, but," the Pope says, "grace does not eliminate freedom. On the contrary, it creates and sustains it." The Holy Father concluded his homily by entrusting to the Most Holy Mother of God all the difficulties affecting our world as it seeks serenity and peace, the problems of the many families who look anxiously to the future, the aspirations of young people at the start of their lives, the suffering of those awaiting signs or decisions of solidarity and love. "I also wish to place in the hands of the Mother of God," the Pope said, "this special time of grace for the Church now opening up before us." I'm Christopher Wells.